the Adidome District Hospital in the Central Tone District of the Volta region was built in 1957 by Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. It is believed that the cost of the project back then was about £800. The hospital was also at that time serving the health needs of a population of about 6,000. Currently, it has about 300 communities with a total population of about 50,000. This has consequently brought pressure on the health facility, which according to hospital authorities has not seen any major expansion and retooling to meet the ever-growing health needs of the people of the district since its construction some 60 years ago. Hospital authorities say the outpatients department of the hospital receives between 100 to 200 patients on the average on a daily basis. This, they say, is making their work difficult because of the inadequate infrastructure and the obsolete nature of the equipment they are using. The emergency unit of the hospital is small and needs expansion. According to hospital authorities, they are sometimes compelled to treat people on the bare floor, especially in cases of mass casualties because of inadequate space and logistics. A visit by Radio Ghana to the hospital revealed that there are only 3 beds in the emergency ward for a number of activities, including dressing wounds, changing of catheters, among others. The maternity block also has challenges. Not only is the block small, but lack adequate and modern equipment to facilitate smooth health care delivery. Hospital staff Frida Lori threw more light on the challenges and called for assistance.
The ward is too small to accommodate the client if we get more cases. So it forced us to put some of the pregnant women at 10 on the floor and women who delivered with fresh babies also on the floor, which increases sepsis among the newborn babies.
The hospital's theater block shared the same fate as the maternity block. The block does not have a recovery ward, which according to health professionals is key in critical care situation. The absence of a proper changing room for the theater block has also compelled officials to improvise by converting some washrooms within the block into changing rooms. A staff of the hospital, Kalibu Evans Quason, said the situation at the theater department is affecting the health of workers.
In an ideal theater environment, you are supposed to have a changing room where you change into your scraps before you enter into the theater. We don't have it here. We don't have a lifter. When we finish the surgery, we are supposed to lift client onto a stretcher, which should be sent to the ward. What happens is that we don't have it here. We staffs use our strengths in lifting those clients onto the stretcher, which is hampering our health.
The children's ward of the hospital is also not in good shape and needs expansion and retooling. The Central Tongue District Chief Executive, Thomas Moore Zonria, who was not happy about the situation, said the district alone does not have the financial muscle to address the challenges confronting the hospital. He called for assistance from corporate Ghana, philanthropists and citizens of Adidome to make donations towards saving what is left of the hospital.
The report was found by Jones and Lima.